to Psalm chapter 119. And we'll read the verses 9 through 16, and then verse 105 as well. Psalm 119. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. And then we turn to verse 105, where it says, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. And that's as far as we'll read. Do you remember memory verses? Do you recall memory verses? Hands up if you learned memory verses when you were a kid. Hands up. Memory verses. Yeah. I hated memory verses. Oh, man. Because I went to Christian school when I was in both grade school and high school. And in Christian school especially, memory verses. Ay, ay, ay. The teacher, and I said, I'm still doing it, the poor teacher, I'd be rolling my eyes going, oh, this is so hard. Why do I have to learn so much? Why do I have to do the memory verses for? You know, I think I had it bad, because, you know, I'm sort of a whiner anyway, I guess. But the person who wrote this psalm had it a little bit worse than I did. Because if you studied the Torah in Hebrew school, you were supposed to learn all of the first five books of the Bible. Commit that to memory. And then you worked on the Psalms and the Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, the wisdom literature. You learned by heart as much as possible of all of Scripture, as much as you could absorb. And Psalm 119 is meant to make that job a little easier. You know that Psalm 119 is by far the largest book in the Bible. It's 176 verses. But it's broken up into 22 sections, each of them with a letter or a character in the Hebrew alphabet marking out which section it is. It's an acrostic style of literature. It's an acrostic poem. So it's like A is for apple, B is for banana, C is for cat, that type of thing. It's an acrostic type of literature. And so you'll notice in your Bibles, if you still have them open, that you'll see that there's a little character, and there's at the very top of Psalm 119, there's a little character that you may not understand. It looks like sort of like an X, and it'll say Aleph beside it. Well, that's the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, A. And then where we started, it's Beth, or what they say in Hebrew is Beth, and that is B. So, and this is all meant to make it easier to learn the Scriptures, to learn it by heart. And the psalmist today is saying, how can a young person, particularly a young person, stay on the path of purity? The psalmist was a young person going to school. The psalmist was somebody who is very studious, you could say. He's a student. He wants to be in school. He loves it. And as he's learning it, he's seeing the worth in what he's memorizing. Because he's saying, I seek you with all my heart. Don't let me stray from any of your commands. And then these words, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. In other words, he's internalizing it. He's memorizing. He's memorizing the word. And as he's memorizing the word, he's seeing it turn on light bulbs in his life. It goes far beyond what we know as memorization. So when I was talking about earlier about I hate memory work, I hate understanding of all the pauses and every word for word memory work, that type of thing, that whole word for word thing drives me crazy because you're not really absorbing what's really being said. It's just words at that point. But it's those words, once they enter into your mind and into your body, once you internalize it, once they are in your heart, those words become something. The meaning of them breaks out and it becomes something for you. Another thing I learned in school, and maybe you did too, was the times tables. Okay, hands up again. Who learned times tables? Awesome. So then you'll be ready for the test right now. That's great. So I'm going to shoot out three quick questions and just blurt it out if you know the answer. What's 6 times 6? Wow. 7 times 9? Who said 49? Sorry, Al. Okay, here's the big one because my times tables went to 12. 11 times 12. Awesome. Now, do we really need 132? That was the answer, in case you didn't. Do we really need to have that? Because we can just look it up, right? On our phones. So I'll just do this because I'm so technologically advanced. I'll say, hey, Google. 6 times 6. Uh-oh. Hey, Google. 6 times 6.
The answer is 36.
Did you hear that? The answer is 36. See, I can just look it up. Why do I need to learn these things? Yes? Okay. Did you want to come up here and do this for me? Thank you, Goodrun. Thank you. I love you, Goodrun. But you're right. I asked the question, why do we do this? Well, one of it is exercising your brain. You're right. Memorization gets you thinking about things. But memorizing Scripture does something more. Memorizing Scripture gets the words inside of you. You put it in your heart and it begins to shape who you are. It begins to make things very real for you. When I was in school, I learned Psalm 8 and Psalm 100. Okay, these and they're pretty familiar psalms, but these are the two psalms I learned. And so when I go out in my backyard now, and it's nighttime, and I look up, it's a clear night, I could see the stars. See all the stars, they're so beautiful. And it's easy at that point to look up into the sky and go, wow, that is so huge. And I'm about this big. Or maybe smaller compared to all of that. But when I remember Psalm 8, David does the same thing. And in Psalm 8, he says, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And then he goes down to this point where he says, when I consider the heavens, the works of your hands, the moon and the stars that you have established, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? That's what I remember from my passages. And David, too, is feeling very small at this point as he's looking up into the sky. But then he says this, yet, says David, you have made us a little less than the angels. A little less than the angels, and you have crowned us with glory and honor and helped us to be and made us rulers over all of this. So we are rulers over the sky, the creation. Yeah. Rule over creation. Now that adds a whole different tangent to everything, the responsibility of it and all. But God values us to such a point that He's made us, He crowns us way above all the stuff that we see and hear in the sky. So we are not that small. In fact, we are of much value to God. That's what reading the psalm, memorizing that psalm, in that moment does for me. I'm not going to my house or into the house to look for the Bible. I'm not grabbing my phone and, oh, what does that say in here about that? No, it's in here. It's in here. It's a part of me. When I get the opportunity, the privilege of walking alongside somebody when they are passing from this world into the next, I'll often read Psalm 23. Many of us know that psalm. Think of the comfort that it provides the people when you can say, when I'm reading it, because I'm reading it from the Bible, okay? When I'm reading it, the people that are I'm with often, they are reciting it along with me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Beside quiet waters, He restores my soul. These words, the peace that it gives people all the time, it's profound. It's not just words. It's in the heart. So memorizing Scripture, bringing it to light, memorizing Scripture helps to shape us, makes us more in tune with God. Helps us to live a godly life. And that's what the writer of this psalm is doing today. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? How can any person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. He's internalizing this whole scripture, understanding that in order to walk with God, the best way is to have that instant recall right away so that you know in your heart of hearts exactly what God is doing and who God is in your life. This is what makes this a light for us. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path, says verse 105 of this same psalm. Your word is a lamp for my feet. Your word lights up my way. It helps me understand who you are, God. It helps me know exactly what you're all about. And as you internalize that, as you make it part of your heart, then it becomes, you become more in tune with it just like that. The same way people were answering the multiplication questions, just as soon as I blurted it out. I couldn't even tell Google that. I could speak it to Google, and it still takes a little bit to understand what I'm saying. But you guys knew it right away. And it's with that kind of speed and that kind of accuracy that we come to this understanding of who God is and what God is doing in our lives when we memorize. The thing is that the world sees that we don't need to memorize things anymore. How many people remember your phone number? I can't remember phone numbers with beans anymore. I don't need to. I don't have to. It's all in here. I don't want to bash technology. It's not technology's fault. It's our own fault. We don't remember phone numbers because we don't need to. We're taught not to remember anything because we could look it up. All you need to know is where to go to look it up. Well, that's not really the answer here. Not with this. That might be fine for math, but not with this. The best way to get into knowing who God is in a very real way without any kind of assistance other than what's in your heart. And that is by memorizing. So, what are we going to do about that? Well, we have a new year coming up. Why don't we make it a goal of ours to start memorizing? Memorizing something. You know, when I was in seminary, which wasn't too long ago, when I was in seminary, I was given memory verses. Galatians 3:28. Now there is neither Jew nor Gentile, nor slave nor free, nor male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. By the way, I had sort of had to look that up before all this, because I sort of forgot it. But if we keep our minds sharp and in the Word, then the Word will become alive for us and it'll help to shape our very lives. Why don't you make it a personal goal of yours in this upcoming year to not just to learn the words, but to learn what the meaning of the text is. The meaning will come out eventually. And maybe the words are the hard part that you need to get into. But start memorizing. Start memorizing. It's hard work. I'm not saying that it's not. It doesn't come easy. And you may say, well, you know what? I'm too old to memorize. I can't remember anything. Yeah, well, too bad. Memorize. Start with a verse. Start with Romans 12, verses 1 to 2. Two verses. Start with that. And then work your way into an entire psalm. Start memorizing Scripture. Let God work in your life. Let God shape who you are. Let God reveal Himself to you in this upcoming year. Amen. Let's pray. Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path, God. Is it ever? Help us to dig into it. Help us to know who you are in it. Help us, Father, to begin to want to memorize. Yeah, it's hard. But the reward is great. For when we understand who you are in it, there is no better compensation than that. Thank you, God. Bless us as we begin to memorize. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Let's sing a song of response.